Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by DAP. You know, the makers of all those caulk, spackles, adhesives, and more that you've probably seen at the store. But how can you be sure you're picking the right one for the job? More on that later, and you can also check out everything DAP makes at dap.com/YHL. That's dap.com/YHL. I'm John.
And I'm Sherry.
We like home stuff.
We like talking.
And we like the occasional game show sound effect. So welcome to Young House Love Has a Podcast, where we have deep and not so deep conversations about DIY, design, and life at home.
Today we're celebrating 50 episodes with a peek behind the scenes, including what we love and loathe about podcasting, what moments made us cringe, and how a pizza and a letter from Beyonce's dad shook things up.
I feel like we should throw some confetti.
Yes.
Some poppers.
I need like an air horn. Bwap, 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 bwap. It turned into a battle rap really quickly. Because it's our 50th episode.
Yes, our 50th episode, the big 5-0. And pretty soon we're going to come up on 1 year of podcasting. Our podiversary, shall we say.
And you know we like to celebrate things, so.
Yeah, we figured in sort of the spirit of those blogversary weeks we used to take on our website, you know, when we came up on the year anniversary of our blog, where we kind of like peeled back the curtain and talked about blogging and what went on behind the scenes. We figured why not do the same thing for podcasting?
I think it's just cool that we've been doing this year because in some ways it feels like we are kind of figuring out how to do it, but in other ways it still feels really new and exciting. And there are certainly things we cringe when we hear and wish we could change, but they're on iTunes forever. So we're going to talk about regrets, what we're hoping to get better at, what we're hoping to give you guys more of, and just generally celebrating 50 episodes, which is not nothing. Like, that feels like kind of an accomplishment.
After all, some do consider us the Kristen Bell and Dax Shepherd of podcasting.
That's right. Someone did describe us that way. And I feel like saying, well, that's very flattering.
Is it very flattering?
I love them. You don't love them?
I never set my bar at like Dax Shepherd.
We're not the Brangelina of podcasting. We're the approachable couple.
Well, let's start at the beginning, Sherry. How the heck did we come up with this super awesome, unique, totally inventive podcast name?
So for the first like month or two that we were working behind the scenes on the podcast, in our head, we were going to call it Home Slice.
I believe the tagline you wrote at one point was like talking about home served up with a slice of life.
Oh, is that right? Okay, that makes sense. In our minds, we were calling it Home Slice, a podcast from Young House Love or something like that with a subtitle because I think we're used to writing books that have these like really long subtitles.
It was also a nod to the sort of like rap and hip hop beats you enjoy.
Exactly. I was like Home Slice, sure
Home
dog.
Home Slice.
And then, much later than we should have, we looked up Home Slice on iTunes, and it was a pizza podcast.
Yeah, someone already took it.
And it had like 3 episodes, and we thought, should we contact them and say, do you mind in a different genre if we call ourselves Home Slice? But we just thought it would be confusing. Like, if you search Home Slice, and there's a pizza one, and one with our faces, or
I was
our
pretty
logo.
Sure people were not going to accidentally listen to the pizza one if they were looking for us, but at the same time, we didn't want to constantly be saying, like, search for Home Slice and Young House Love, because we learned through the process of writing our books that like people just search Young House Love when they're looking for stuff from us.
Yep. Young House Love Book 1, Young House Love Book 2, Young House Love Coloring Book.
So we knew pretty quickly that the podcast should probably have Young House Love in the title.
Well, there was a brief moment where we were joking and we were saying we should just use something really clickbaity and of the moment. So yes. We were like, we could call it the Fixer Upper Podcast without Chip and Joanna.
The unofficial Fixer Upper Podcast with John and Sherry of Young House Love.
Still cannot get their agent to call us back. Side note, trying to get them on the podcast, still working on it.
This conversation probably did not help that we were trying to piggyback on their clicks.
We just were joking about it. We wouldn't actually do it. But other things we talked about were just like, okay, if we need Young House Love to be in the title and we're not going to do Home Slice, it was like the Young House Love podcast or chatting with Young House Love. And there was one that we almost went with, which was Young House Love Out Loud, because it was YHLOL, which we thought was funny.
I thought it would be presumptuous that the podcast would be funny.
Make you LOL.
If people were like, oh, I'm going to LOL, and then they got this.
Would it be an oversell? Probably.
Right, probably.
So then we landed on the extremely original / descriptive Young House Love Has a Podcast, and it just stuck. I think it like made us chuckle the first time, and then we were like, it's fine. It's better than the Young House Love Podcast.
If you're searching for Young House Love in podcast, it will come up.
It will come up. You'll find us. And it won't be next to one about pizza, and you won't have that moment of like, which one should I click?
Oh, and side note, the pizza podcast totally died after 3 episodes. I had to find their website to see their last post is like from April of 2016.
That's funny. So I bet if we emailed them and we were like, hey, do you mind if we use this name? They'd be like, we're over it anyway.
Yeah. But now, since I am a stat geek, I would like to give Sherry a quiz about our podcast episodes. So Sherry, I looked at the downloads for all 49 episodes so far. And an interesting one popped out as our most popular episode ever.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised by it. Because I figured that it would be one of our special episodes.
Right, the one about sponsored posts. What did we do? One about, oh, we did our talk in why we left blogging.
We are working on another one. It's just been slow coming together.
Yeah, they take forever because we get quotes from like 1,000 people and then we have to put them together.
Soon, I promise, soon. No, so it wasn't one of those. It also, I'm going to discount the first two episodes because those are actually our most downloaded episodes, I think, because most people just go back to one and two.
Right.
Which is kind of a scary thought because I'm like, argh.
When we were worst at it.
those are the diciest ones, everyone. So aside from our first two episodes, what would you guess is our most popular episode?
I thought that we got a lot of awesome reactions from Dana Miller's In Pursuit of Having Less and Doing More, which I love as a thing. Like, I would listen to a podcast entitled that because it's what I want in my life.
You're talking episode 33, In Pursuit of Buying Less and Doing More?
Yes. And I think a lot of people loved Melissa Maker, the cleaning episode about how to make cleaning suck a little less. Is that what we called it?
Yes, that was episode 39. But your first guess was right.
Really?
Yep, the episode we talked about Dana Miller downsizing, also talking about going to a float tank, which I think is the real reason that's a star.
It's because Questlove did it too. You know, we were onto something, guys.
That actually has more downloads than any of the special episodes.
Really? Well, those are much easier to put together than these special episodes. Perhaps we should rethink this format. No, the special episodes are fun for us because they switch up the way that we make the podcast. We usually interview a bunch of people or we are preparing a talk for an event and we bring this special microphone. So they're a fun way to break it up. I think we did an episode from a hotel room once that was fun for us just because it was a different type of format.
Well, even today, like it just is nice to mix it up a little bit.
That's right.
Do you know what our least popular episode was?
Picking the beach house paint color. Something that people thought they got on the blog, so maybe they didn't listen to the episode.
It was episode number 15, which was the one about fancy college dorms.
Oh, maybe because they're like, I don't care about dorms, right?
That was our attempt at like a back to school episode.
Yeah, John loves these like topical episodes. Like
I like to be timely.
And I'm like, I just want to talk about what I want to talk about. But he's like, no, this dorm thing is like, because it's back to school, we should really prioritize this topic.
I think we've learned that maybe college crowd is not our listener, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Raise your hand out there if you're a college student listening. Actually, better yet, we are going to actually put a listener survey up on the show notes for you guys to take because we would love to know more about you guys. Obviously, we get to hear from comments on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. But still, there's a little bit of a mystery for Sherry and I about like, who's actually listening, when you guys listen.
I keep having a theory that more guys are listening to this than read the blog because we used to do these blogiversary surveys and we'd hear like 1% or 2% were guys.
It's got to be more than 1%.
Yeah, I think we're going to push at least 5% on this for guys.
Going bold.
So I'm begging you guys. I know when we blog, it's much easier to click a link and do a survey. And this entails you guys finishing the episode or pausing the episode and going to younghouselove.com/podcast and clicking into episode 50. But we would love, love, love to hear who you are, where in the world you live, what you do while you listen. We're even going to give you guys feedback questions like, please tell us who you'd love to hear on the podcast, what you like about certain segments. We're going to ask a ton of questions just to get an idea, and John might even infographic
it. Well, not a ton. Let's not scare people off, Sherry. We're going to ask a reasonable amount of questions.
It will not take you more than 5 minutes to do, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, we hope that it will help us keep this going and make it even better in year number two. So again, that link will be at younghouselove.com/podcast in this episode's show notes. Thank you in advance.
We love you.
Virtual high five.
Godspeed.
Audio high five.
It's this. You just clap.
Probably have to edit that out. It'll hurt people's ears. But let's dive into the meat of things, Sherry. We get lots of questions about podcasting. Probably the most common thing asked is just like, do we enjoy the podcasting and do we like it more than blogging?
Yeah, we like both things. Sometimes we feel like sitting and writing and taking pictures, and sometimes we feel like being more casual and just sitting down and chatting. And so I think the cool thing about podcasting is within like a 30-minute podcast, we can cover over 5 subjects. So in that half hour, you guys can get a lot of content because we're digging, what's new, we're doing the quiz, we're learning about whatever trivia John's researched, and then we're also having a main segment where we're interviewing someone or talking about some big question, answering a reader question. So I think that's kind of the cool thing about podcasting is it feels like in this short amount of time, we can cover a ton of ground.
I think for us, one of the reasons why we have taken to it is, like we said, when we launched it, we just were looking for something different because we had been writing blog posts for so many years. It was nice to like challenge ourselves with something new. And one thing I like about it in contrast to blogging is just kind of how informal and off the cuff it is. I mean, we have a general idea sometimes of the topics we're going to cover, but it really is just like us kind of making it up as we go along, which is kind of fun. It's a lot looser than when we sit down and write something. And I don't want to paint the picture like this is live to what they hear. I mean, we do edit our podcast. I mean, one thing that people may not know is that for every probably 30 minutes you guys hear, we record probably like 45 or so, because we take some breaks to like regroup, got to get my quiz up, and we do sometimes stutter or stumble or something doesn't come out as clearly the first time. And so sometimes we will say things a second time again, or when we're going back and we're listening to all of it, we're like, that didn't really make as much sense as I thought. So we just like take that part out, or it was repetitive.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think our biggest error that we fix later is we'll state our idea and our point, and we'll make the point, and then we'll like at the end we'll restate it again. And so the editing process is nice because, kind of like a post, we just take out what we think doesn't add to it. We're still not perfect at getting it all out concisely, but I think this is definitely an exercise in getting better at that.
This conversation as proof.
Yeah.
We're listening, like, I'm probably repeating myself. I'll probably cut that out.
We're always trying to say something clearly, but not too quickly that you don't fully get it, but then also not like annoyingly patronizing where you're repeating it 30 times.
Now you're just repeating it.
Yes, I'll repeat that one more time for the people in the back.
Well, Sherry, what would you say you don't like about podcasting? Like, what's your least favorite part about podcasting?
I do not like when we record an entire segment and then we look over at the computer and the screensaver's on. Because what does that mean?
We have learned it means we get these little audio clicks throughout the entire thing and we can't use it. We have to go back and redo it again.
And I've said, no, we should use it. But it is so annoying to listen to, and it takes your brain away from what anyone's saying, and you just hear click, click, click in the background. So yeah, that was the learning curve. Like, don't let the screensaver go on.
Fun fact, we had to record episode 13 three times. This was back in the early days when we were still working out a lot of the technological kinks of things. And so we recorded an episode and I went back to edit it and I realized like almost half of it had these clicks throughout it. This is the first time it ever happened to us. I don't know what's wrong with our equipment. Maybe someone smarter than us could figure it out.
Yeah, we think it's the screensaver. And another thing we found out that does clicks is if we don't have our phones on airplane and they're too close to the microphone, someone could send you a text or something and it just messes up the audio waves somehow. I have no idea how it works.
Well, so we re-recorded 13. And then I went to edit again, and my editing program dropped half the file, and we lost, like, little bits of sound throughout. I think it's because it was episode 13.
I did, too. It was totally cursed. We should have skipped right to 14, and it never would have happened.
That's what we'll have to do. We're going to go from 112 to 114 coming up.
Now we know. Never a 13. But I do think that you get better. So I don't want to scare anyone who's thinking about having a podcast. I think by around episode 25, technologically speaking, we figured out our approach. I think we learned silly things, like we turned the volume off the house phone so it doesn't ring in the middle. We actually turned the heat off downstairs and upstairs, or the air off downstairs and upstairs. We disable the Nest because even when it kicks on upstairs, you hear the vent turn on downstairs, and it was enough of a hum that it messed with our audio.
Yeah, we definitely have these silly little routines we do before we have to set up and get ourselves ready, because we try to minimize the technological glitches. So yeah, I would say that is definitely my least favorite thing, because it's so disappointing when you have gotten this, what you think is an interesting conversation, you've said your point really clearly, and then you just can't use what you said.
Yeah, and you guys, you cannot recreate a joke. So like when we redo it, we've lost that, because we're never gonna like fake the joke again.
As you've probably heard from like our intros, our outros, maybe our ad segments, we're not really that good at reading a script naturally.
Right. When we read something, you can tell we're reading it. So when we lay out the intro and the outro for the episode, anyone at home who thinks that's off the cuff, it is not. When we're saying, today we're talking about blah, blah, and blah, and it's perfectly timed, and it covers the three like main topics we're talking about, that is definitely scripted. We actually, if you want to peel the curtain back a little bit, we don't record the intro and the outro of the episode at the same time we record the episode. The reason we like to do that later is because we don't necessarily know what we'll like or what we might take out. Say we cut this random sentence or two about some offshoot conversation, we would never want to reference that in the intro.
Sherry once cut one of the games I played because she didn't think it was very funny.
I don't want everyone to hate the game because it's boring, so we try to make the game as interesting as
we want to make
possible.
Sure you hate the games for other reasons.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, except for our games, in which case I would like you to like them.
Well, and speaking of things that get cut out, for you guys who listen all the way to the end of the episode, you probably noticed we try to include like a blooper, an outtake. Sherry loves a blooper.
Love a blooper.
So we actually have some more that we have saved up as we've gone. I thought I would play a few here. Some of these are ones you may have heard if you do listen to all the episode, but others are new that we've been saving up for this exact podiversary episode. Here we go.
Here we go. But I really think So lately I've been
Find your sentence and proceed.
My mouth just goes where it wants to go.
So many things I want to say at one time.
Oh, look at that segue.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Boing. What's boing? My lips just said that. My brain didn't think that. I just said that.
That's your segue sound effect. So the backstory is that I have a lot of cousins. I've got...
Oh, sorry.
Sherry does not want me to tell the story.
Now you're coughing.
All of our noises out.
Okay.
And so growing up, we always did a... are you sneezing again?
Oh. Went away. I was 95% sure it was going to happen. And then
your face was telling me something was coming. But I think... Well.
Your face was like,
people don't even have a sense of all the bodily functions that I edit out of this podcast.
Who's ready for the podcast? Give me a P. P. You got your P. You got your P. Give me an O. Oh, this is going to be very long. DCASD.
I spelled that faster than my brain could do. I was like, what's DCASD?
Podcast.
No, I got it. Beep, 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 beep. I don't know if I emailed this to myself or it's just saved as a
Then it turns into scatting. Skibidi-ba-ba-ba.
And this last outtake takes a little bit of prefacing because there's a character, a third part of this podcast, someone we like to call Future John.
Future John is the editor of the podcast. So when I'm talking to present John right here on the microphone, like I am right now. Hi, John. This is current John. But if we're talking about when he edits it and I'll say, oh, don't forget to do blank, or like, oh, I think that's where we should link in the show notes to blank, I'll talk to Future John and I'll say, Future John, I think you should do this.
Let's just play a clip of Future John.
This is a note to John in the future. Use the first take where you don't say younghouse.com/podcast.
Thank you.
Sherry from the past.
Thank you, past Sherry, for that editing note.
You should save that for behind the scenes and say, like, sometimes we say things to the microphone to remember. Note to John in the future. There are actually a lot of Johns on the podcast because we also have...
Microphone John and Phone John.
Yes, Microphone John and Phone John are the same John at the same time, but he's speaking into two different devices.
Yeah. So yeah, before every interview, when we're calling someone on Skype, I want to make sure that my program that records my Skype calls is working. So I have to make a test Skype call. So I will pull up one of our Skype accounts on my phone and the other one on the computer and do a fake call and make sure that it's working, that I can hear audio coming from a phone, presumably later our caller, and also so that the audio from our microphone that we will be talking into works as well.
Right. So he'll be like, check, check, check. This is...
Oh, we'll just have to play them because I have basically like 40 audio clips that are me testing the equipment and they sound a little something like this.
Testing from the phone.
From the mic.
Why hello there.
It's John on the microphone.
It's John on a cell phone. This is the phone talking. Hi, phone.
Now this is the microphone talking. Hi, microphone.
Hey, phone John.
Well, hello, microphone John.
This is John's phone calling.
This is the microphone answering.
This is my phone.
And this is my microphone.
This is the back of my microphone.
There's something about hearing your voice in an echo that just gets really trippy.
It's like the trippy part of every Disney movie. You know what I'm talking about. Trolls.
That's not a Disney movie.
Well, no. It's when the trolls come out in Frozen. When they're rocks. Yeah. Okay, that's the moment.
Let's talk about the good dinosaur, okay?
The good dinosaur trippy scene. There's always a trippy scene.
But actually, speaking of interviews... I would say that that is the one area of our podcast that I probably want to work on the most for the next 50 episodes because I like doing the interviews a lot. I mean, it's fun to get these people on here and learn new things and get behind the scenes on some of these other experiences, but the actual sort of technicalities of pulling off an interview is more complicated than I would like, and it makes having a natural conversation sometimes a little bit difficult.
Yeah, so like a little bit stilted, like, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's like if you've ever had any phone conversation on like speakerphone, you know, you like start to talk over each other
And someone cuts out and the other person like doesn't hear that part.
We've learned sometimes, like, depending on the connection, because it varies by Skype connection to Skype connection, that sometimes if we laugh over someone or talk over them, then it totally cuts out their audio and we lose what they said. So we like silently kind of react on our own and wait for them to finish their thought before we jump in, so right, we don't, like, screw up the audio.
And we usually in the beginning of the call will say, like, you might not hear us react. It doesn't mean we're not listening or we don't care. It's that the audio can be compromised if we react.
I also think, you know, I remember when we were listening to Grace Bonnie podcast, when she used to do it a few years ago, she said one of the reasons that she had done her podcast was she felt like interviewing people was something she wanted to improve upon, and, you know, practicing makes you better. So that's sort of why she had taken on that venture. So I feel like we're kind of on that same journey of figuring out how to be better at this stuff.
Yeah, we used to script a lot more in interviews and just have like the 10 questions we wanted to ask. And I think we've learned that...
What is your favorite color?
Yeah. Well, we've learned A, when we read something, it sounds like we're reading it. And B, it's often more interesting to see where the conversation leads. I think a lot of people we called up thinking we were going to talk about something, but by following the conversation, it got us to a really interesting thing that we didn't even think we'd bring up.
Right. I didn't realize what a skill it is to interview someone.
Oh, I knew. Oprah can make people just open up. Tom Cruise jumped on that couch because Oprah got him to open up like a flower.
I don't want anyone jumping on our couches that would mess up the audio.
I thought you were going to say the pillows. I'm thinking about the pillows. You're thinking about the audio.
Burger ruins the pillows.
It's true.
Well, and I don't want to paint the picture like I don't like the interviews, because again, that is one of the things that I enjoy most about this, is getting to talk to people. And also the act of like reaching out to people and getting guests is kind of fun and exciting. We've talked before about some of the people that you've been trying to track down, because we do reach out to most of the guests that we have on the podcast. It's us asking them, not them pitching us for the most part.
Like a certain housewife that I've been waiting and waiting to email me back. She said yes a long time ago, and now it's taken a long time to figure out this call time.
Yeah, that is a done deal, Sherry.
It's in the bag, baby.
No, I mean like it's over. It's not
happening. No, it's going to happen. I believe and I shall receive.
Well, one of the funny sort of behind the scenes things is once the podcast launched, we got suddenly a flurry of people who wanted to be guests on the podcast. And two stuck out as very interesting because they both have a tie to
Beyonce. Like a day, within 24 hours of each other, we heard from Beyonce's dad, who I guess like joined some partnership, and we got some press release about it. And they were like, he's available for interviews. And then we heard from Michelle Williams.
Yes, one of the members of Destiny's Child.
Because she had a betting line. And the funny story is, I was like, I'll talk to Michelle Williams. That's awesome. Never heard back when I emailed her back.
Oh, really? I was like, I don't know what to ask these people besides like, so Beyonce.
I know. You know? Well, I think I did write back to Beyonce's dad and said, well, we have Michelle Williams interested. Could we get Beyonce? And then we'd have two-thirds of Destiny's Child.
Sure.
I also did not hear back from him. Guys, shoot high. Shoot for the sky. What was I going to ask Beyonce's dad on my podcast about home stuff?
Well, exactly. That's what I thought. I mean, no offense to him, but I would have trouble figuring out what is the nice overlap for our topic and him.
Right. But I think Michelle Williams would have been fun, and it was about a betting line, and I was just going to ask her about like designing and color and trends. But then literally they pitched it to us, and then we wrote back and we're like, sure. And then crickets.
So if you guys have anyone you want on the podcast, we'll put this as a question in the survey.
Yes, too. Please tell us your dream guest, because I am shameless. I will email them 10 times.
Sherry likes to dream, so please tell us. Well, and Sherry, I was wondering, do you have anything that makes you cringe when you go back and listen to it?
Well, you know, the one thing that both of us are self-conscious about is not, you'd think you don't like your voice. You don't love your voice.
But yeah, that was something that when we were getting ready to do this, I was reading some tips about podcasting and they were like, what if you hate your voice? And I was like, I don't really like my voice that much. Maybe I shouldn't get into this if I'm going to have to listen to it for hours.
Right. But then we discovered our voice is fine.
Meh.
We don't love them.
Yeah.
But what do we both hate?
Our laughs.
Our laughs. We're constantly editing too much laughing out. We get in this mood before we podcast because you have to be in kind of like a chatty mood, right? Otherwise, it's the most boring podcast in the world. And so going along with being chatty, I think, goes like laughing at each other and being silly. And so it gets too silly.
Yeah,
and
it gets
a lot of
giddy.
The time, yes.
I get a little squeaky.
John's voice cracks. So we take out the like incessant giggling. And there's probably a lot of giggling you still hear, but imagine more of that. Yeah. And then we take it out. And there is one other thing that I cringe about, and we've touched on it a little bit, but the fact that I am incapable of reading something and sounding like I'm not reading it. So an example would be, one of my favorite episodes content-wise is episode 8. It's when we talked about sponsored posts and went behind the scenes. It was like investigative journalism in the lightest sense of the term, but we had so many clips that we had to weave the story around, so we made a pretty detailed outline just so we knew, you know, we're going to segue from this quote from Justina about X to this quote from Emily about Y, so we should say something along the lines of blah. Yeah. And what happened was, instead of using the outline and then just talking, I was reading the outline, and I should have just said, like, it was really interesting hearing about blah, but I was like, and next we are going to talk to Justina. So it makes me cringe. I love episode 8, but sometimes I hate episode 8.
It was also only episode 8. We were only like 2 months into this thing.
I know.
Give yourself a break. Well, but the thing actually I cringe about more recently is all of our mispronunciations.
We're on a roll, guys. When we upload the podcast, we think, we nailed it. And then we hear things that we never thought we were mispronouncing.
Well, I mean, we opened up the can of worms when we dove into that Huga pronunciation in episode 42.
It like unleashed other mispronunciations that came rolling out of our mouths.
In that very same episode, like minutes after we talked about Huga, we mispronounced the name of a town in Illinois called Pekin, but we said Pekin.
But to my credit, it was spelled P-E-K-I-N. Like, wouldn't Pekin have two E's, like P?
That would have been my guess, but thank you for all the residents of Pekin that let us know. Also, I found out in episode 40, I said the name of a park in Charlottesville, Virginia as IX Park. Apparently, it's pronounced Ix Park, as in Twix, or as I like to say, as in Peter Six Park.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, more recently, har.com.
Yeah, remember we were saying that's like the pirate website? Yeah,
no. Get this, the locals in Texas call it har.com.
It's like AARP, and we were walking around saying ARP.
And even in episode 48, just a couple weeks ago, that vacuum cleaner that you said to Becky at Clean Mama, you weren't sure, is it Miele or Miel?
Yep, I found out. It's Mila like Sheila.
Yep, Mila like Sheila.
And the way that I found out is we got corrected by like 1,000 people. And then my friend who was listening was like, dude, I wanted to figure out too. So I'm going to call the helpline. So she called the number and they said, thank you for calling Mila. And she hung up because she had her answer.
We don't have a research department here, guys.
Yeah, this is a small little mom and pop podcast.
Yep, it's just John, Sherry, future John, microphone John, phone John. There's no research, John. Well, I'm sure we could talk about this for days. I should say that while we didn't cover much like technical information, you know, for those of you who've asked because you want to start your own podcast and are wondering sort of what equipment we use, what setup we use, any tips or tricks, I know we didn't get into that today. I'll try to get a post together for you guys the next few weeks. We just figured that wasn't great info for a podcast. So we are going to close the episode with a more traditional We're Digging, but first we're going to take a quick break.
This week's episode is brought to you by DAP, who's been supporting pros and DIYers alike since 1865, with everything from all-purpose caulks to specialty sealants and adhesives.
And they're the first to admit that that aisle in the home improvement store can be pretty overwhelming with each shelf packed with dozens of tubes and bottles. So that's one reason you'll find a DAP customer support number on every single thing they sell.
Yeah, if you're standing there stumped, you can just give them a ring and you'll get someone from their Baltimore headquarters on the line to help you pick exactly the right thing for the job. Someone like Jason.
We have the entire breadth of our entire product line available to us to recommend to you. So we're going to pick the best product for your project. If it's not available, there's a list, you know, almost a flowchart, if you will, of here's what comes next. If that's not available, we can drop down to possibly something else and give you two or three different options, some different price points. If we don't have a product available, we're not shy about recommending you to a competitor. You know, I'd rather take care of you as our customer and let you know that we're here to support the overall scope of your work, not just to put a product in your shopping cart and send you home with it if it's not a good fit for your project.
Jason and his team can also help with application tips, troubleshooting, and taking the guesswork out of your task. Just call 1-888-DAP-TIPS or visit dap.com/YHL. That's dap.com/YHL. You know, another thing we've heard about the podcast is a lot of kids love the music.
Yep. And they force their parents to play it on a loop. Like there's a lot of rewinding to hear the game song over and over again.
So this one's for you kids.
So this week I'm digging something that makes you feel like you did a lot of work, but you did nothing, right? Am I selling you so far on that experience?
You piqued my interest.
Pinked it?
Peaked.
Oh, it sounded like you said you pinked it. Sometimes you're very Southern. What it is a Miss Myers candle. They're a soy candle. They come in a pretty glass jar. I actually get 2 packs of them on Amazon. They smell just like Miss Myers. I love the lemon verbena scent the most. It's what we clean the house with. So when I haven't scrubbed the counters and cleaned the whole house for that fresh scent, but I light a candle and I get the same result, I'm thrilled.
Oh, see, I see. You're scent hacking. Basically, you are skipping the act of cleaning and just burning a candle that smells like your cleaner.
Exactly. And there are many scents. They have like a lavender and an almond and an unscented. And I like that they're soy because I've read that soy candles are the best.
But you're saying the key is to use the one that matches your soap or whatever. Your
cleaner. Right. Whatever you associate with smelling clean. Lemon verbena to me, even if you don't use lemon verbena, Miss Myers, I would argue that it would smell like whatever lemon cleaner you use.
Like if Pine Sol had a candle, you'd be all over it.
Well, I don't know. I don't love the scent of Pine Sol because it's super heavy. I like Miss Myers.
Like a Lysol candle?
No. I don't want an overwhelming scent. So getting to light a candle and then walking in the kitchen and going, ooh, and getting the same feeling as when I scrub the whole kitchen and I walk in and I go, ooh, I'm kind of self-congratulatory, but I didn't really do much. And that's a nice mom coo.
Well, speaking of mom coos and dad coos, my we're digging this week is actually something that we got for our kids recently that has occupied them a lot. It is this thing called Mad Matter. It's actually just a brand of kinetic sand, which you guys have probably heard. It's like this play sand that doesn't stick to your fingers and kind of sticks together, but also is not as messy or as dirty as real actual sand. And we had gotten some kinetic sand maybe, I don't know, a year or two ago.
I think like 3 years ago.
Okay. We'd gotten it as a gift once for our daughter's birthday. And it was fine. It was great. We kept it in like a little Tupperware. But we had an incident, we'll say.
I think it was more powdery than the newer kinds. It wasn't as easy to keep from like exploding everywhere.
Well, because that's what happened. She had a play date and I guess we left them unattended for too long. We came back and the sand was like everywhere.
Guys, I'm not exaggerating to say it was on top of doorways. It was everywhere.
So we had one of those like parent panics where we're like, we're done with the sand. We're throwing it away. So we were very hesitant to buy another kinetic sand, but
for years we were put off the stuff.
After feeling this one at a local toy store and was all kind of playing with it, we decided to give it another go. Again, it's called Mad Matter and it comes in pink, purple, or teal. We got the teal one. And I don't know what's special about it, but it just seems to be cleaner than the other stuff we had. And it keeps our kids busy for hours.
Yes. I am here to tell you this stuff, for some reason, it clumps more. Maybe that's the distinction.
This is turning into a kitty litter commercial.
It has clumping power. When you drop the ball on the floor, it wouldn't explode everywhere. It would be like a flattened ball on the ground. It would
be like almost a ball of clay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so you can pull it apart and make it fluffy and build a sort of lighter, looser packed version of something or pack it tightly. But for some reason, it doesn't seem to aerate and explode everywhere like the earlier versions. I think it's just a better formula. It's been around longer. They have figured out how to make it nicer.
And I don't want to pretend like it's perfectly clean. Like there is some cleanup that has to happen, occasionally some sweeping on the floor under it, but that's like with any kid activity, it feels like.
Yeah, like it's equivalent to Play-Doh at this point. It's not the equivalent of like dust in a pocket.
So I will put a link to it in the show notes at younghouselove.com/podcast so you can make sure you're getting the same one that we have. Again, it's called Mad Matter, but please don't write me an angry letter or leave me an angry voicemail if it does get messy in your house.
Yeah, it's really not as bad as the first kind, guys. That was insufferable. Thanks for listening to Young House Love Has a Podcast, aka Home Slice, the unofficial fixer-upper podcast that may or may not make you LOL.
We've got a normal episode coming up for you next week, but remember, we would love if you'd take our listener survey.
Please, please, please.
Just go to younghouselove.com/podcast and click on the show notes for episode 50. I promise it'll be painless and it'll be a big, big help to us.
We'll even give you a spot to tell us what you do while you listen. Like Carly from Colorado, who listened while packing up her entire house with her 7-month-old daughter Juniper strapped to her chest.
We'll also share some alternate logos we came up with before learning the name Home Slice was taken.
And a picture of our super professional podcasting setup.
Gotta love the baby chair.
Bye.
Later. Recording on the microphone.
Recording on the cell phone.
This is John's microphone.
Yeah, stop talking about my microphone. Okay, I'm hanging up.